Among the rioters that committed these disruptions, there was a large number of women, particularly in Manleu, who surely went out into the streets when they realized they did not have food for their children, and that the strike imposed by the owners closed the doors on any hope. And when they saw the face of misery before them, imposing and terrifying, they committed these acts of desperation. This is the information from La Plana de Vic from March 1901 on the uprising against the lockout. Low wages, never-ending working days, precarious working conditions, no protection in the event of an accident or the approach of old age. The workers fought to improve their living conditions, and the owners often clashed with them, sometimes helped by the civil guard or even the army, and other times they sacked them or closed the mills. On some occasions, they chose to replace the striking workers. Manleu entered the history books for workers' struggles for some events that the writer Josep Pla explained. The manufacturer, Sala, from Manleu, lowered the wages paid for making some pieces of clothing, and the workers decided to go on strike. Then, Sala took the work to be done to the town of Esquirol. And it is because of this story by Josep Pla that all around the Spanish-speaking world, workers who work while others are on strike are called Esquirols.